Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, cloudy and breezy, a low of 33. Racine police are investigating a robbery involving a delivery driver in the 4600 block of Olive Street, the second time in as many days. This time, a driver for China House Restaurant reported he was robbed by a man who displayed a handgun, took his money, and ran. The holdup is similar to one reported Tuesday evening when a Pizza Hut delivery driver was robbed in the same area. Police are asking anyone with information to call the investigation unit or anonymously to Crime Stoppers of Racine County. What appears to be a suspicious barn fire this morning in the 19400 block of Highway N is under investigation by the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Fire crews from the town of Paris, Summers, Pleasant Prairie, and others were dispatched just before 5 a.m., while the sheriff's deputy racing to the scene said he could see the glow from Highway 45. Upon arrival, that deputy reported the structure was fully involved. An investigator was requested based on evidence suggesting the garage near the burning barn had been entered. At one point, there was also a report of smoke coming from the house on that property. Both the barn and the home were vacant. The barn fire reached a second alarm status under the mutual aid box alarm system, prompting additional help, including a South Shore Fire Department engine. Ways of better communicating the new Racine Unified Board of Education voting districts, which appeared for the first time in Tuesday's primary and apparently caught some citizens off guard in relation to their regular voting district, will be addressed by the city of Racine. At last night's council meeting, City Administrator Tom Friedel acknowledged the confusion while suggesting Unified could do more to publicize the districts.
We can communicate with them and put perhaps maps up in the voting places that show which wards and which people. I know it's confusing. I agree with you. It has been very confusing, and it has not been publicized very well. We can certainly try to do something in the next 6 weeks.
Mayor Dickert said the issue will be discussed with City Clerk Janice Johnson-Martin about any options that help educate the public and work with Unified to handle any confusion about the voting districts. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole met with Ken Yunker, head of the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, about main travel routes to and from the city and its business areas from the interstate and what to do about improving them. Yunker said staff review showed the three best routes involve Highway 32, one connecting to Highway 20 and the other to Highway KR, along with Highway 38 and a Highway K connection. Alderman Jim Kaplan said he could not support anything that involved Highway KR.
Because that does not benefit the north side of Racine and the west side. We have so much built-in infrastructure in the southwest part of Racine, and that whole southwest section is pretty developed, and the north side has lost an awful lot of their business that they had.
The process of developing plans and recommendations for all three routes will take about 3 months, with future meetings to include neighboring communities for their input. Cabaret license applications are normally pretty routine items, but the Kenosha County Board last night denied a request for a license for a Summer's Tavern with a history of problems. Tarbender's Bar and Grill at 9109 38th Street in Summers needed the new license because the owner gave control of the business to her husband, Jesse Downing. The Sheriff's Department urged supervisors to deny the license based on a number of incidents at the tavern during events last year, including several large fights and a shooting in the parking lot. Sheriff's Captain Robert Hallisey said although the tavern meets the physical requirements for the license, the department can't recommend the cabaret license be issued.
But it's the repeated contacts over the last year that has formed our opinion that we can't support this cabaret application because of the, in our opinion, the inability of tavern management to control the events that occur because he has a cabaret license.
Supervisor John Poole said he opposed issuing the license because of the threat to public safety. The county board voted 14-2 against granting the cabaret license to Tarbender's. Wisconsin's first online public charter high school with a technical and career education curriculum this fall will be Destinations Career Academy of Wisconsin, based in the McFarland School District. It will allow students to earn college credits as well. International Union of Operating Engineers Local 139 President Terry McGowan says the school could become a national prototype if it's successful in addressing the state's skilled labor gap. Organizers are hoping to have an enrollment of 225 students for the first year. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.